Hello and welcome to League of Casters, where we go over all things nerdy for your convenience and entertainment.
Recording this in a Starbucks, which is why it is a bit noisy in the background right now, but it was kind of the only place I could really sit down and have internet. So I'm going to be here, I'm going to talk at you for, hopefully about 10-15 minutes, and then put on the opening music and the closing music, and boom, done. Another podcast down. I'm planning to just update on the, what is it called, Dance and Fire series. Planning on doing that every couple of days, putting out a new one. At some point I'll probably try to, I'm going to try to do a little bit more editing with it, just add background music of some sort, you know, like just light reading, or as I call it, tavern music. Maybe down the line add some more stuff, but the thing is, it's a very quick thing, and for if I'm going to be doing more of this in future, it's going to be a project that's going to take probably one episode every 4 or 5 days, actually, so I can go through it and edit it all together, because while it may seem simple, what I'm doing right now is very simple, very little editing of any note. I take out, like, pauses and that sort of thing, and bits where I literally go, I need to edit this part out. excuse me. But, you know, trying to find resources for stuff. Like, I think for the failed D&D campaign, there was a part where they were in a town that was being burnt to the ground when they got there. And just trying to find a good recording of a fire roaring. Because all the ones that I was, most of the ones that I found were either from like really far away, or there was a lot of background noise, or it was just very poor audio quality. Finally, I found like a 14-second track and then looped it for like half an hour. Not even kidding on that. So yeah, did a few other things. You know, there's a part with like, there's one thing I edited together that I'm really proud of, was like a walking sequence, and it was three parts mainly. It was a background forest noise, along with a stream, just like a bubbling stream. And then, what was it, like, feet walking on, I think it was gravel, or like hard-packed dirt, anyway. And edited all that together and went in. It took me like 2 days to kind of be happy with it, but changing the volume and everything, and the balance to really make it varied, like you're walking along a path and you go closer to the brook sometimes, but you know, farther out from it at other points and stuff like that. It was really fun. I liked the result, but dang, it was hard. So yeah, I'm probably not going to be able to do much like that, but I know Kevin McLeod does a ton of stuff that I could probably use. Oh, man. So, yeah, another day goes by. I haven't heard from any of you, and I know you're out there, because, God, somebody is visiting the page and downloading these. Yeah. I think the funniest thing I can ever find is, like, I find that I keep doing this, in all the downloads and stuff is like somebody downloading it and putting it up on their own podcast in like Arabia or Russia or something like that. That would be funny. Somebody get on that. Send it to me on Twitter. That'd be funny. But yeah. Everything's been alright. Looked into doing a blog a bit more. And actually I have a friend who has his own blog already. excuse me. And I'll probably be talking with him more about how to get started and everything. But yeah, just to put out some of the stuff I do with Warhammer and such, because I'm going to start doing more with conversions and everything. which will be fun, especially Imperial Guard. I just bought some more stuff this time, Imperial Guard. So Army I haven't played before, seen a little bit of, but I really just, I'm really into modeling. You know, playing is all right. It's fun to take out your armies and just flex them, and some of the hilarious antics that happen with it can be just in and of itself pretty satisfying. And you know, I'm not, if you couldn't tell, I'm not a power gamer, really. I like to do well in games, obviously, and there are a couple of games where I'm very devoted to doing well and being going a little above and beyond what's called for. But for the most part, I'm not a sort of have to get all the achievements, 100% completionist. Yeah. So, you know, the gaming part is fun, but just the creative part of building the minis, converting some stuff can be awesome, obviously. Excuse me. And painting as well is really fun. I don't know why, but I love it. I don't want to claim that I'm an artist, because I didn't really start doing this stuff until this past year, but I have done some art things that I'm pretty proud of, and I might put them up there as well. And just other projects and everything like that. Other stuff that I'm messing around with. I actually, The Wolf Queen, another book from Skyrim, I actually made that a physical copy. It's a pretty terrible copy, but I copy-pasted the whole thing into Word. Downloaded a custom font that looked, it was very well done, handwritten sort of thing. Printed all of that off, aged the paper, you know, tea staining combined with burning a little bit and smoke staining. Rather long process, as it turned out. Got that, got some leather, bit of twine, and I bound it together into a functional book. First thing I've done like that, but I've done other things like that as well. Like, I do maps and everything as well. I'll probably put stuff up there about that, but I made a, like, map, a scroll case holder-esque thing. I can't really describe it. But it's like just this piece of leather, and I kind of made it, it is functional, but I also kind of made it a little bit more decorative than usual. But it literally just goes around the scroll, hooks on the other side with a knot and a loop of leather. And that's it. And it works out really well. It's funny, just like showing up to D&D campaigns with like a massive map of a city that I've drawn. And then, boom, having that. It just kind of shocks people. Quite funny. Oh, man. Yeah, I really haven't been up to much. It's only been one day since you heard from me last, technically, because I didn't talk about myself in the last podcast, just the reading of the thing. And that's been all right. That was probably some of the heaviest editing I've had to do of the, was it? This will be the fourth episode that I've put out. Some of the heaviest stuff, just because I'm terrible. Just because I'm terrible at reading. I don't think I have dyslexia or anything like that, but just stuff gets jumbled up, which doesn't help because I quite like acting and singing as well, to a degree. But yeah, does not help a lot. Oh, man. Yeah, these Cadians, these Imperial Guard, they're not going to be Cadians, if you know anything about the lore. But it is going to, they are Imperial Guard, they're normal humans. They're going to be Finret Highlanders. I doubt you've heard of that before, but they're basically picked warriors. Rome? Yeah, Roman times, the Picts, up in Scotland. Basically those guys in Spith. And they're really cool. And they have bagpipes, and they have kilts, but I'm not big on the kilts that I've seen so far, like third-party stuff, so I'm probably not going to get those, but I'm definitely getting going to convert a guy with a bagpipe from a third-party vendor. And it shall be epic, let me tell ya. Yeah. Oh, man. I was looking at this game the other day. What was it? The Yogg? Quite... It was a fun game. Played a tiny, tiny bit of it. But basically... So, it's kind of like... I'm a very big... Choose your own adventure, you know? D&D, the fighting fantasy books, of which there's a new one coming out within my lifetime, which was awesome. Anyway. But it's four player. And each of this person... There's this prophecy that this Yogg is coming to town. Nobody knows what it is. It's very mysterious. And you have 6 weeks to prep for it by doing various tasks around the city. So, like, you can go to the fighting rings and, like, try to make money on betting or get some combat experience by entering it yourself. I mean, you can go to the Wizard's Tower, learn some alchemy and stuff like that. You know, various other tasks. And basically trying to prepare... So that when the Yogg comes and it absolutely devastates the town, it's basically a sort of thing where you have, it plays out for, I can't remember if it's 1 or 2 weeks, I haven't played that much, but basically it's sort of the aftermath of the town, and you control your characters for that brief period of time with their skills that they've developed and what's going on. And so, I mean, you can take over the town as like a... there's a funny playthrough on YouTube I watched a while ago, actually. He accidentally became a vampire and became, like, the vampire lord of the town. It was hilarious. I know they're just funny stuff like that, but also, you know, you can seriously hunker down and save the little hamlet that you're in. And it's quite interesting, if I must say. But yeah, just, like, it's a fun four-player game. Because, you know, if you're really heavy on RP, like me and my friends are... it can get pretty, pretty hilarious, some of the stuff that goes on. But yeah, I doubt I'll, like, make any videos of that at any point. I might. I probably won't. But, yeah, I won't. But yeah, just a fun thing. Pass the time. I want to do some more Civ. I used to play Civ a lot. I don't think I ever put anything on the channel about that. But, yeah, I was dang good at it, too, I might add. But I've gotten so out of practice with that. Same thing that happened with me in Halo, actually. I was one of the... Don't mean to toot me on horn here, but one of the best Halo players of my friends group. And then I just... I moved, and then never picked it up again afterwards, just because the craziness. And then I'm pretty noobish now. And then, so, I'm moving again within about a month. So, yeah. Yeah. That's gonna be fun. I'll probably never play Civ again in my lifetime. Oh, man. Yeah. It's really the only thing that's been going on for me. This Starbucks is loud. And people are staring at me. Because I'm just talking into a mic at a laptop. And it's very obvious that I'm not on a call, because I've been talking straight for the past, like, 14, 15 minutes now? Yeah. So I'll go ahead and let you guys go. Excuse me. As always, you know, contact me with any ideas or anything that you have. Just contact me. Just send me a really funny email or ridiculous story or something that I can read out. So, yeah. See you guys tomorrow with another edition of A Dance in Fire.